Blog Talk Radio.
Presents TNT on BTR with your hosts, Chaotic Katie, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and Sadistic Sean David. Strap in, wrestling fans, and get ready, because it's TNT and it's dynamite.
Yeah.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another loaded edition of Rampage Rants, Thursday Night Turmoil, here on the Evolution Radio Network, live and exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio. This is a proud presentation of Rampage Productions. My name is Sadistic Sean David. That hasn't changed in almost the last 9 years. And I am one of the founding fathers here at the Evolution Radio Network.
Shut up! Oh my God! And I'm one of the founding members of this network. They don't care.
I am joined by my lovely co-host, who's got her pet back in her step. I can tell.
On me? Who the fuck am I?
Yes.
I'm Chaotic Kate, and I'm the reason why this show will never be a bag of dicks.
We will be joined, hopefully, by Sin momentarily. I have my cellular phone close by in case he runs into any problems here tonight.
So he's available.
Yes, I have.
He's up really up. Oh, my gosh. Take some water, man.
No, that's me smoking a bong because I got a good deal on a quarter of weed. Anyway.
If you take a sip of water, you'll feel better.
Yes,
Trust me, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We have a lot to talk about and unpack here tonight on the program. I have called tonight, Here Comes the Bang, but I also want to alert everybody that this will be our Pride Edition podcast here tonight. We have not been able to really do anything. It's Katie and Sin can tell you anything. I have been very busy over the last 2 weeks. Anybody that's seen my Facebook post earlier this evening knows why. We'll talk about that more this evening as well. So tonight, we are going to unpack AEW New Japan Forbidden Door pay-per-view. I did not see Blood and Guts. I have read the reviews. I have seen some of the pictures and footage. I don't know that I want to see it. Here's why. I don't know that this second Blood and Guts that we have now done can live up to the original first one. Now, we know that the original Blood and Guts ended in a popcorn fart when MJF threw Jericho off the cage and Jericho landed on the crash pad. However, the aura of that original Blood and Guts and the way that they set that thing up was great. I don't know that you had that build to this Blood and Guts. It just kind of felt a little lackluster for me. We'll talk about that more. We're going to review WWE and some NXT. Going to talk about the current AEW product, Impact Wrestling. We do have to address the 10,000-pound elephant in the room. And that'll be about Vince McMahon. So we'll talk to everybody about that. We've got a lot to unpack. I am going to try to get Mr. Sin in.
So while you're packing, we're unpacking?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking, boss.
We're going to talk about what's going on with Miss Sunny and how it's not so sunny for her. We'll be talking about Joey Ryan yet again. Rumors and innuendo and so much more here tonight on the program.
Okay. Sin, just get your ass in here, man.
Yes.
I don't care.
I am...
Use your phone, damn it.
I need to get over there and see what's going on with his computer because I gave him some cable wire to hardwire into his PC. And I don't know that it's working correctly, but we'll get to that later on. So tonight, a lot to uncover, but I want to start things off right. We have lost two legendary referees in the world of professional wrestling in the last couple of weeks. It happened in the same week. So we're going to take a moment here, and I'm hoping that by the time we return and get done talking about this, Mr. Sin will be with us. Ladies and gentlemen, just give us 30 seconds of your time and a brief moment of silence to remember Dave Hebner and Tim White.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back.
Okay, I hate to correct you, but it was Earl Hebner that died.
No, it was Dave Hebner.
No, Tim Ward died after Hebner.
Are you sure? Because one of them was at Impact's last pay-per-view. And
yes, that was Earl.
And ref.
That was was Earl and
his
son Brian.
Well, what do you want from me? They're friggin' twins. They're twins.
I
what
know.
Do you want from me? But anyways, that took part of my childhood away. Right there.
We want to welcome with us to the program the Sultan of Slither. Finn is back with us. We will work on your connection issues here tonight, but we have a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? You're late, so you get whipped. Go whip them.
Shit.
Get whipped. You should always have that, a boy. Always have the
All
whip
right.
ready. I always have it ready, but not tonight.
Yes, you
do. The whip is always ready.
All
yeah,
right.
You got whipped.
The whip is away.
Shut up.
So this is what we are going to start things off with tonight. We have to address the 10,000-pound elephant in the room.
Oh,
what the
God.
Fuck is going on with Vince McMahon?
I don't want
All right. I'm sure every wrestling fan that follows the WWE closely has seen the controversy. I really don't even know where to begin on this, but I'm going to try, and Finn and Katie will step in where they need to. So there's a lot of big accusations that have come out against Vince McMahon. John Laurinaitis is out. Bruce Pritchard is now in charge, from what's being said by all sources. This is coming after the news has come out that Vince McMahon paid a $3 million NDA, which is basically an NDA is you sign a piece of paper and you can't talk about what's on that paper.
And a lot of the times there's money with that piece of paper. So and then you can't say, but anyways, you can't say shit.
This is what Jim Cornette said on his podcast, and I'm going to repeat it. You can be damn certain if I paid somebody $3 million, I did whatever they said I did. And I think that case is very true in the case of Vince McMahon. There have been other accusations that have come out. The first WWF referee that was a female was on the Phil Donahue show. God, this would have been years ago, but, Rita, okay, give me a name, damn it. Rita Chatterton was a female referee in the 1980s that accused Vincent Kennedy McMahon of raping her in 1986. These allegations have again come forward since the time of all of these other allegations had come out against Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Look, the WWE has been in disarray since COVID. Steve Kane and I were talking about this with Katie before he passed away. Like, when the WWE got affected by COVID, we said, this is going to shake things up, and either Vince is going to grow and adopt with the times or lose his damn mind. And we have seen that Vince has lost his mind. Lost his mind. Because here's what's happening now. Now you have a publicly traded company. And this is where the big problem lies. They are a publicly traded company. If this was the day, if they were not a publicly traded company, I don't know that this would be as bad as what it is. I also want to remind everybody that if the WWF would have been a publicly traded company during the steroid trial, Vince probably wouldn't have been the guy in charge of the WWF after that trial. Just going to make that point abundantly clear to everybody and make everybody understand.
We wouldn't have gotten the greatest heel of all time, the McMahon to Austin.
Oh, he's a dickhead.
It's
so hateable.
It's the truth. Because here's the thing. If you've got all of these accusations against Vince McMahon, and we know everything that we know about all the talent released and this and that, Sasha and Naomi walking out, everything that we know in this broad spectrum of the last, I'd say from 92 to now. There's been a lot of female talent in that company. We know that he paid for Sunny's boobs. We know that he paid for Sable's boobs. We know that he paid for a lot
China.
Of
China. China. He paid for China's chin, teeth, and boobs.
But the other thing that was alarming to me that I just learned about within the last week or so is that Linda McMahon and Vince McMahon have not been together for a very long time. They may still be married. Yes. But they are not together.
They're not like a couple.
So that you know, that raises more questions as to what has gone on in the land of the WWF for a while. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if more female talent starts to come out and make allegations, let me be profound about this. You should never see the day where Vince McMahon is allowed back in charge if there's that many solid allegations.
No. Nope.
I think this is the time that Triple H needs to step in, but there's been a lot of criticism towards him since he's come back in and supposedly taken over NXT again. You need people in the wrestling business right now with WWE that understand wrestling and nothing more. None of these people that are going to write scripts for everybody, none of these people that think, wow, this will look great on television or on pay-per-view, people that understand wrestling. There was a network that we were on in the inception of this program called Back to Basics, and I believe that's firmly what the WWF, WWE, what have you, needs to do. Because you have Bruce Pritchard in charge. Laurinaitis is out the door. They suspended him. Dragged up in the allegations. I mean, what is going on with this company? You have dirty old men, and I'm just going to say this. You have dirty old men that don't understand that they need to leave the blue chew at home for the day and leave the girls alone and let the talent be talent.
Leave the blue chew alone, folks. Leave the blue chew alone. Leave it at home. Don't use it. Don't eat it. Don't chew it.
I'm gonna take a break from my soapbox and let Sin and Katie speak on this.
He's a dirty old man, and I mean, like, so I read the whole thing, and it basically said that McMahon there would hand her off to Laurinaitis as a toy. Okay, like,
yeah.
When he was finished with her, he handed her off to Laurinaitis. So she was with Laurinaitis for a while too. So I mean, at one point she was with both of them, but this man's like, here you go, Laurinaitis, the toy for you. Have fun, you know, like.
Like she was $100,000 the first year, as just like working as some kind of assistant when it comes to legal accusations or whatever.
Yeah.
And she made like $100,000 the first year. And then the second year when he handed her off to Laurinaitis, she made, what, $200,000 or $300,000? They doubled her trip.
Yeah, that's true. You read the article I read.
Super suspicious there.
Yeah. But it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting the way women are treated within the walls of the WWE. It's disgusting.
Ben, talk to me as a promoter about these kind of allegations. Like, if you're a promoter of an independent, large independent company and these kind of allegations are made against you, what happens?
Well, first off, I wouldn't be in a position of paying off women not to talk about me. I would hope I'd be smarter than that. If it was fake, I'd obviously be fighting it tooth and nail. If I was guilty right now, I'd be pretty damn worried. That's all down that. You just can't put yourself in that position. It's pretty stupid. It's treating women, and it just doesn't work in the world today.
No, it does not. You know, this reminds me of old school television where, husbands would tell their wives to get back in the kitchen. That kind of thing on television in 2022 wouldn't fly.
Uh-huh. No, it won't.
You know, this is kind of where we're at. And it's sad because the dynamic of the WWE has been, I would say, tainted for a while, but this puts a whole nother damper on it. And I believe that WWE can overcome a lot of things, but we are like a little over 20 years removed from that steroid trial, and now we have this. That spells, for me, a recipe for disaster if we leave Vince McMahon in charge. Like, what is the next thing that's going to come out against Vince?
Right.
I just don't know that, you know. First of all, we've said for a while that Vince in charge is probably not best for business. But at the end of the day, and I'm going to make this accusation now, I believe Nick Khan has done everything in his power to be able to take over that company. It's just looking more and more with the more that comes out, like this is going to happen. Now, it will stay in the family. I'm not going to say that they're going to sell this company to Nick Khan. What I'm saying is Nick Khan has positioned himself to where he's in control of that company. Vince McMahon's name might be on the checks. Nick Khan is very much in charge. And it's sad. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know how much influence somebody has over Nick Khan to see if he's in full control or who is of the booking decision. Because some of it has been okay, some of it not so much. Some of it makes us want to turn it off. And I know it's agreeable to Finn and Katie both. There are some segments on WWE television over the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years that have made us just want to click the clicker and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that we want to see more of that we don't see enough of that are like, man, if you give us more of this, this would be a more palatable product to watch on a regular basis.
I will tell you honestly, if I'm sitting, say I'm watching Raw, okay, you know, WWE's weekly pay-per-view, if there's something I don't like and going on, I don't want to see, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other viewers are doing the same thing I am, I just pick up my phone. You know, I'm on my phone. I'm looking at my phone. I'm seeing what's going on Facebook, looking at my notifications, going to different groups, watching videos. Like,
And Sin was able to dial in the other way. Test 1-2, Sin, test.
1-2, Sin.
Yay! All right,
Hi.
We got it.
Hey,
so,
buddy.
You know, the thing about it is this. Some of that stuff is just downright good. Some of it, you need somebody in charge that understands wrestling, not television, not movies, not all that shit.
Yeah.
Wrestling. Let's go back to the basics. Let's put things in the ring like a Bret Hart versus Owen Hart or things that people wanted to see. Let's make wrestling wrestling again. Let's look for all intensive purposes, sports entertainment derived from professional wrestling. Why don't we throw that sports entertainment shit aside for a little while and focus on the things that got Monday Night Raw to where they are? There was a DVD released several years ago. It was the best of Monday Night Raw season 1 and 2. It might have even been season 1, but you're talking in a time where Raw was only an hour. And you're getting matches with, like, The Undertaker and Danny Demento.
The main event. That was the main event of the first Raw.
You know,
I always remember that.
You've got things that make people excited, and we are scripting these programs and not formatting them in a way that makes people want to see more. That doesn't. I believe in my own feeling that the current WWE product, and this even stands true to even some AEW, is not something that makes me go, I have to see this or else. You don't have that feeling that you had during the Monday Night Wars where you're like, shit, if I don't tune in, I'm going to miss something.
And
we need that back
be
in wrestling.
About it tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, like,
we
need that back in wrestling. I'm going to update people on me as I say this real quick. I've been getting really tired lately. They put me on hormone treatment. It's IV infusion. I'm fine. My cancer is not back because I've Trust me. The second I put up treatment time, and you know, you check in on Facebook, right? I put a picture of myself and me getting my treatment, and five people came to me asking if my cancer's back. So I'm here to tell you, no, my cancer is not back. I am cancer-free. Thank you very much. But I just
congratulations.
Yeah. I need more hormone blockers so that my bones heal up because I had cancer in my tailbone and in the back of my pelvis. So I had radiation there as well. I had five radiation treatments on that, 25 on my breast. But my bones just need to get stronger, thicker, and healthier, and then I'm fine. I'll be good. And I can, yeah, guess what, Sean? I can get my boobies.
Yay, boobies!
Because I live in Ontario, Canada, and here, like everything that I needed for my cancer, like including my chemotherapy, my radiation, my blood work, and stuff like that, my oncology team, that's all covered. And, you know, like, things are great. I'm doing really, really well. And again, people, I do not have any cancer in my body at this time. I am perfect. Oh, yeah. By the way, Sean, would it be rude and unprofessional of me to ask the doctor to put a squeaky toy in my boob?
A what?
A squeaky toy.
Oh,
so if everybody come up and go squeak, squeak.
That would be awesome. A professional wrestler needs to do that now. Squeak, squeak.
Tits.
Oh no.
Yeah. Tits, they're a wonderful thing. But anyways, we digress. Get back to what we're talking about. But yeah. I mean, I remember when Raw was an hour long, okay? And then they went to 2 hours, which was fine. And then once they went to 3 hours, when you watch a pay-per-view, you're invested, right? So you really got to be invested to watch Raw. I almost went to bed this week. But
SmackDown, I've realized lately, has been far more tolerable with its two-hour schedule.
Yeah, anybody who knows me knows I'm a SmackDown girl. But
how about that Riddle versus Roman match? That was really good.
That was sick. I mean, like, if they would allow him to drop the belt, it was a great match. They need for him to drop the friggin' belt.
See, now,
Riddle,
I don't think
Riddle
it's
got,
quite...
Yeah, Riddle got his money in the bank chance, so he gets to climb the ladders and fight the boys, his ladders, chairs, and whatever else people want to bring into the ring, and people. And, you know, he's got his chance. I think they're going to give it to Riddle and let him go for another championship run. I really think they're going to do that.
Right.
Possibly. Unless they decide to stick with a big guy and, you know, go with, like, Drew McIntyre or something.
Drew's had a nice run.
Oh,
he got a really good run. Got to give Riddle a nice run.
Yeah.
So we will go back to the question that is posed. What is the WWE going to be without Vince McMahon? We're going to have to wait the next 6 or so months and see.
Well,
if Triple H steps up,
Triple H can run it.
If
we know that from NXT.
If you read it, though, yeah, he handed control over to Stephanie, right?
Stephanie, yes.
And he's supposed to step back, but he's not. He's still going to be very involved in the storylines and everything that goes on. He still has creative control, is what I'm saying. So, really, what was the point of having him step down as CEO if he's still going to be doing his duty and still fucking WWE up? I mean, if Tripp gets it, I mean, Tripp and Sean, okay, NXT's their baby. Look at NXT. NXT's fucking full.
When H was running it, it was so much better of a program than when Sean took over.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and Stephanie's doing amazing things with the women's division and whatnot.
She has.
Yeah, she's fucking incredible. But I mean, I'm sick of Vince. I'm sick of him. Mr. I'm going to fucking change everything in like 15 minutes till showtime. Like, what in the motherfuck is that?
Right.
Well, I don't like this. Tears it up and writes his own. Oh. Somebody needs to fucking power slam him or something. Give him an F5. Knock him the fuck out again. I miss the times with Vince McMahon taking bumps. Everybody loves watching him get the shit kicked out of him. So I miss
Vince McMahon kind of fell clumsily. He didn't bump so much.
Yeah.
That's what made it funnier.
Okay, if we're gonna go best doing bumps, you know who I miss doing bumps the most?
Who?
I miss segments of getting the shit kicked out of them. I miss, oh my God, I miss Bobby Heenan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then just he all around that. Taking six sick bumps for his time. Sean Waltman. X-Pac.
Okay.
That guy would take the most ridiculous bumps back in the 90s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of ridiculous, are you guys ready to talk about this next little segment that I have here? We're going to have fun with this first hour of the program, and we'll kind of talk serious and then, you know, kind of switch back and forth. But Joey Ryan lost his job. I feel so bad for Joey Ryan. I don't. Joey Ryan. Oh, you're going to love this. You guys are going to love this. I wish I have the ability to, like, take and, like, really upload shit into the soundboard really quickly, but I don't. You guys want to hear where he was working? Disneyland.
What the hell?
Yes, he was working at Disneyland. Do you want to know why he got fired?
Why?
Sexual misconduct.
Oh, jeez. When does it end?
he was called out in the 2020 speaking out movement, and evidently, I don't even know. He was working with the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, and I don't feel bad. This is a guy that fucking just I never liked Joey Ryan. Never. I remember on the first pay-per-view that All Elite Wrestling was a part of when he came out with the Druids and Katie had nightmares for a week of the walking penises.
Walking fucking, oh, don't even start with the penises. Oh my God, start.
I just don't feel bad for the guy. I'm sorry the wrestling business disgraced you, and there's a lot of other people that should have been put on that list for stuff a lot worse and or the same levelness of petty as what Joey Ryan was blackballed from the business for, but I don't feel bad. You know, sexual misconduct is sexual misconduct, and that's that. So, boy. All right, where do we want to go from here?
Oh, name it.
You know, everybody, we are going to now kind of bust open some things that have been needed to be talked about for a little while, and you know, a lot of this is it's not pent up frustration, but it is definitely you know, giving people a point of opinion here, and that's just what it is. It's a point of opinion. So we have talked for years about Powerhouse Wrestling Extreme. We have talked in nauseam about this organization. They had an event this last weekend, or we're supposed to have an event, let's say, in LaSalle, and it was a couple blocks from where there was an ongoing carnival. We got some rain that day, but it was my speculation and feelings that even though it was an outside show, it had dried up enough by the time that their bell time was supposed to happen, or they could have moved bell time back an hour, being that it was an outdoor show, to be able to accommodate this. They instead canceled their event.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm sorry. This is my problem with outdoor shows. And I got him, honey.
Sin,
I got him.
Sin's a little choked up.
Well, he could get choked up on this. He will give him a couple seconds here. The thing about it is this. I have always said that there is a danger in doing an outdoor event that does not have you don't make accommodations to have a big tent. You don't make accommodations to have some kind of shelter over the ring and equipment. Sin will tell you this because we know what happened at this event that Sin and I worked for C-Red earlier this month. They did not have a tent over the sound guy. His laptop overheated in the heat of the sun.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a hot day.
So I go back and I say this again. If you are not going to have some kind of shelter, if you do not make the reservations, if you're going to go and sell the bar a show and you can't sell it well enough to be able to go to the bar and go, I'm going to need an extra $5 to $7.50 because I've got to rent a tent to make sure that if it rains, we can still have this event. Because Sin will tell you, once the talent is there, once the ring is up, that's it. You're out that money. So it comes down to that. And there have been so many outdoor shows. Yes, outdoor shows are great. I've seen them work and seen them fail. But at the end of the day, you always run the risk of the rain or the elements. And that's why promoters have to be smarter and you know, okay, PWX wants to go and spend a lot of money. Go buy a tent if you want to do outdoor shows. They're not that expensive. I say this because my father is a minister, and he's looked at them. They're cheaper than what you think. But if you're going to be on the road, up and down, selling outdoor events, it's a good investment.
Yep.
Because without it, you're doing this. Now, there is other news to discuss in the land of Powerhouse Wrestling Extreme, and normally I wouldn't give them all this publicity and credit. However, I have to call a spade here. We know that a couple months ago they did the Streeter High School. It flopped. They could not make a go of this. But it has been announced via their Facebook page that on July 30th, back in Streeter, they are doing an event called New Blood. There will be a signing with Rhino from 12 to 2, a wrestling seminar from 2:30 to 4:30. I got it. Wrestling seminar from 2:30 to 4:30 for $30 for trainees and trained wrestlers. And then the event itself will be 7 to 9:30. Doors open at 6. This is my problem with this. You guys just went and did the Streeter High School not even 2 months ago. We'll call it 3 months. I think it was back in April. You did not bring in a name for Streeter High School, but you're going to bring in one now because Dreamwave has announced that they are back because Dreamwave has stepped up their game, and this is no insult to the man himself. This is no insult to his talent. This is no insult whatsoever, but I believe that Dreamwave bringing Max Caster is a bigger attraction than Rhino at the current moment.
I believe it because it's Dreamwave. I mean, if I was going to go to a show just based on what name's there, I'd go see Rhino.
The other problem I see is this. The event, their event is $20. I believe Dreamwave is $15. And
yeah, that's off.
I will tell you in
20 bucks. $20 is still affordable.
It is. However, now I've got to play devil's advocate because this show is July 30th. Dreamwave is August 20th. I don't know that the area is going to support both. I'm being bluntly honest here. The only way that PWX draws the crowd to this event is if they bust their ass starting after the 4th, like on the 5th of July, to really hit advertising in this whole entire LaSalle, Peru, Ottawa, Spring Valley, Mendota, Princeton, the whole damn area know about this. But at the end of the day, in terms of quality of the entire event, Dreamwave wins hands down.
Oh, they're all drawn because of Dreamwave, though, not necessarily because of Rhino. is all I'm saying.
No. I'm not saying what I'm saying is PWX will not outdraw Dreamwave, but it's not even about that. I'm talking quality of matches at this point on each card. Dreamwave will win hands down. And is it the fault of PWX? Yes, because they can bring in better talent. However, I don't see them doing that. I don't know if Rhino is working this event. I have been told by some sources that I will not name at this time that he is not working the event. But I don't know that Max Caster is going to be wrestling for Dreamwave, too. I'm assuming Jay's smart enough. If they're paying for Max Caster, he'll be wrestling. But I don't know. I see this. I've had some sources tell me Dreamwave is going to be back on the regular. I've had other sources that say it's going to be maybe a quarterly or seasonal thing. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But I will say this. This event being 20 days out from Dreamwave does not do them any favors. If it would have been me, just me speaking as a promoter, and I think Sin might agree with this, I hope he does, I would have waited to see what Dreamwave does. And I would have waited maybe 2 weeks after Dreamwave, the dust had settled from their event. Then I would have announced that, hey, I've got an event here in a couple weeks, maybe a month, with Rhino. Because I would have let Dreamwave be my gauge to see where we could be potentially with a crowd. But I also book different than PWX. I believe in quality, not quantity. And I think I would have done this in reverse. I would have used Dreamwave as the gauge, because this is the first time that real wrestling, and this is not an insult to all of the talent that works for PWX, just to some that aren't properly trained, I don't see people flocking to that. People are flocking to Dreamwave again. I would have used that as my gauge, and I would have let that determine, like, okay, we're not booking the same talent, but they're going to draw, let's say they draw 400 people. So looking at it as a comp, I would have said, okay, my goal is to draw 225. If we make it over 225, great, out of their 400. But this being in reverse, I don't think you're going to see that. There are people that are going to go that want to see Rhino, but Rhino has been in this area before. Rhino was also supposed to, there's some funny stories here that are coming out now that I can share because I'm getting ready to leave Illinois. So in 2011, Sin will tell you the first event that we were going to do in Streeter was going to be sorry about that, Sin. I forgot I left you on mute.
That's all right. I'm patient.
The first event that Sin and I were going to do with Steve Kane and Mel Storm and a bunch of others, the main event for that was Eric Freedom versus Bob Orton Jr. What Finn will now tell you is that the second event, which we were going to entitle Dangerous Conditions, it was going to be Sin and Machine, and I think we were trying to get Grin my initial game plan.
Kind of a new three-ring circus kind of thing.
Against Tommy Dreamer, Chief Atakula Kula, and I forget who the third guy on the other team was going to be, but this was where I had birthed the concept of the 3-versus-3 elimination I quit. Now everybody's like, well, you were just handing your trainer favors. No, he earned the right to be able to get in the ring to be with Tommy Dreamer. It wasn't just because he trained me. What a lot of people don't know is the third event was going to be in July that was going to be Indestructible, spelled I-N-D-Y, was going to have Rhino. We had already made connections with Rhino, with Dreamer. I mean, we were really going to ramp things up here to be able to draw a crowd and try to save a team center. In 2012, the initial plan before the screw-up was Rhino in August, and he was going to be working for both Big Daddy and I. Those were going to be double shots again. The original plan was May was for American Cancer Society. August, because of the telethon being held then, was going to be for MDA in both Iowa and Illinois. So originally, the match had been set, and I had talked to Machine about this, and I talked to Rhino, and Rhino had seen some of Machine's footage. In 2012, it was going to be a match for the RWF Heavyweight Championship inside of the steel cage, Machine defending against Rhino. Now, Machine was given that match by another promotion later on, but that was the initial plan. And I'll tell you right now, Sin, I don't know which one I would have wanted to see more, a Gore from Rhino or a curb stomp from Machine in that match.
Gore!
I would be happy if I didn't get a chance to get inside that cage and eat a Gore.
Rhino, I'm going to tell you straight up, Rhino's a sweetheart. Rhino is, yes ma'am, no ma'am, few bags, full ma'am. But
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
I love him. You know, he's a sweetheart. He's great for the business. He was nothing. Yeah. Seriously, when we had him here, he loves the business more than anybody I've ever interviewed. Okay.
In the early 2000s, I had like three different companies wanting me to face him. They kept like going, oh, yeah, you guys would match up well. I was in better shape then, but no, I don't think I match up well size-wise to Rhino.
Rhino,
the guy's
would
got tree trunk legs, man.
Yeah, Rhino would hurt you. I mean, especially his core, you know, like he's just a big motherfucker.
It was funny because I talked to Steve Kane. I said, what are we going to do with him? I said, I'm the heel manager at Machine now. He goes, I guess you're taking the Gore through the cage door. And it's like, no, Steve, I am not taking a Rhino Gore through the cage door.
I would so pay to see
that's just something. Having him gore you through something was as good as when Honky I had smashed guitar over my head. I was so happy.
But getting back to this, the Illinois Valley over the years has supported multiple organizations and multiple organizations at the same time. But on a level of quality, Dreamwave wins hands down.
Yeah.
And it's going to depend on advertising, too, though, because if Powerhouse can step up their game, if they can spend $500 to $750 in advertising this event, they might be able to get a house out there. What they'll have to do then is book a card that people are going to want to come back and see again. If they can't do that, then you leave a bad taste in people's mouth. They've seen it once. They don't want to pay to see it again.
Totally agree.
That's where we're at on that. I mean, I'm not here to razz them anymore for the sake of razzing them because it doesn't do me any good. I don't know that it does them any good. Sooner or later, they're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that the things that I've been saying on this program since their inception were right. The conversations that I had with Jimmy Smooth when I was planning Wrestle Wars 3 and about having him come in and possibly be an investor. Things that I told him he did not take to heart, because if he were using them now, he'd be doing better. These are just things, these are facts. And that's one thing that I have prided this podcast on, is yes, sometimes I shoot from the hip. Yes, not all of my accusations or assumptions are right. But most of the time, my stuff is evidence-based, and I rely on the facts. I rely on the facts. They've always steered me in the right direction. So we do want to send a happy belated birthday shout out to our old friend, Madman Pondo.
Happy birthday. May your dreams and your days be filled with pink seeds.
Yes.
Probably my real last final match I consider was against Pondo.
Has he been told the pink pubes story?
No, we have not told him that one. We might. What I would like to do at this time...
I'm not doing it right now.
What I would like to do at this time is try to find something on here.
Oh, man. I'm just the old man right now.
This is our song for Pride tonight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, 30 seconds. I will play something heavier after this is over, after a brief moment to let Katie and I and even Sin speak about, you know, gay rights and all of that. So we will be right back. You are listening to Rampage Rants, Thursday Night Turmoil, live on the Evolution Radio Network, exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio. This is from the Queer as Folk original U.S. version soundtrack.
Okay.
Look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my
reflect on that. Heather.
Oh, I gotta be quiet again.
No. That was Heather Smalls, the song Proud, from, like I said, the original U.S. rendition of Queer as Folk. There is a new one that is out on the Peacock, on the cock. That's not not a pun. That's not a pun. It is actually on the Peacock. You know, it's been a long journey as a gay man, and I am hoping, I won't go full on political here, but I just want to say this and want to make this point abundantly clear. I am hoping that our country, based on the things that happened in the last week or so, is not about ready to mess with us gays again. Because let me tell you, we fought hard once. We ain't afraid to fight again. And I am thankful for in my lifetime being able to see some of the things that I've seen as a gay man. It's been kind of breathtaking. So I will pass the buck over or pass the torch here over to Katie to say a few things and then to Sin if he'd like to. And we got another little song we'll play.
It's one thing, okay, we're sitting there saying how far we come, you know, that there's still hate. There's always going to be hate. And that's one thing when I came out of the closet, my Uncle John said, careful, don't get bashed. And I said, yeah, let him cry. Let him come and try and bash me. I'll stomp all over them. But I mean, like, we've come so far, but we come so far, but we can do better.
Yes, we can
do better. But yeah, I'm very proud as to where the gay community is today. I really am. I mean, sitting there watching parts of the parade this weekend, and our mayor of Toronto, John Tory, his granddaughter, who's 11, came out of the closet.
Aww.
And there was one thing I had a problem with, okay? And I will always have a problem with this. And Sean, if you want to say something after I say what I have to say, you can. I'm really getting sick of this. My kid's 7-8 years old and just came out as trans. My kid's 7-8 years old just came out as gay. You don't even know, you know, like you're not developed enough to even know what love is. How in the hell do you know if you're gay? That's why, I mean, like with these kids that are like 5 years old and saying they're trans, I don't agree with hormone therapy unless the kid's past a certain age.
I agree with you 100%.
I agree with you on that.
When you're 12 years old, when you're 12 years old, you know whether or not you like boys or girls. You know.
I also want to take a moment. Sorry, blowing the crap out of my smoking utensil here. I also want to take a moment to strike down the false narrative that, child grooming goes on in schools by teaching children about sexuality and protecting themselves in a sexual manner and things of that nature. Nobody is grooming your children. Nobody is grooming your children.
No, nobody. They're having sex education, you know, that is covering the LGBTQ, and they're gonna learn what each letter means.
Narrative started with Anita Bryant as a way to drive fear, and that narrative is drove by nothing more than fear. I'm here to tell you right now, I have never had, and I'm a seduction guy. Like Sin and Katie have been around me long enough to know I can seduce. But I have never been able to seduce somebody that doesn't want to be gay into being gay. It doesn't happen. And I made that point to say this. Nobody is going to make your children gay, trans, lesbian, what have you, other than themselves.
Exactly. Just because they have the information, you know.
Like. I'm here to tell you I don't believe in child grooming. I don't believe in that narrative. If I did, and then there was proof behind it, then you can come to me. But there were some posts that I made, again, not going full on politic here, but I don't agree with that. That was Anita Bryant. And Anita Bryant is also kind of responsible for Nancy Reagan having her stance in the whole AIDS crisis the way it is. So I don't believe in any of that shit. I'm here to tell you that nobody can make the choice whether your child is gay, bi, transsexual, not all of the above, but them. You
exactly.
can't make that choice for them. Nobody can. And this narrative of your...
I just don't understand how people have a problem with it still. I mean,
it's the norm.
I grew up in a household, you know, where we're mixed breed, like, you know, I'm Irish and Mexican and stuff. And, you know, everybody's got their own thing. And what, I don't try to stereotype by colors or, you know, sexual preferences. It's not my thing. So I have a hard time wrapping my head around it, honestly. And I think it's horrible in general. But I can't wrap my head around it. It's just... I don't understand how you can hate somebody because their sexual orientation. How do you know anything about them by that?
I mean, in homophobia, okay, you're not scared. You're an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not scared. You're a fucking asshole.
I don't see it.
Yeah. I would never
like bash somebody for their sexual preference or anything like that. It's crazy.
No.
I just don't see it.
I'm also here to tell you very much, and I speak from experience with this, and that's all I'm going to say about my next comment, but there is still very much a stigma in the world when it comes to HIV and AIDS. We have come further now than what we ever have before through science and great doctors and research. You can now get what's called a undetectable viral load through medicine. And the CDC in this country, the United States, has confirmed that once you get a viral load of undetectable and maintain it, you cannot sexually pass HIV to any of your partners, whether they be negative or not. However,
hey,
I want to remind everybody.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to remind everybody that we do have PrEP out now, and PrEP is a wonderful drug. But do not let PrEP be the reason that you take riskier behavior, because PrEP will only prevent against HIV and AIDS if you're using it correctly. It does not prevent against other STDs. Continue your question, Katie.
Oh, okay. They have dropped the ban of gay men donating blood. They are now allowed to donate blood. Are gay men allowed to donate blood in the States?
I believe so. It depends on the circumstance, boy. There's
yeah.
a story
who,
that
who
I'm
knows
not.
Now we already had Roe versus Wade
yeah.
turned. So
yeah,
some
care.
States won't
as long,
have.
As long as you're clean, we don't care. Give us your blood.
It's actually funny. I remember being with one of my ex-fiancés that I was with for 2 years. And we had went and tried to donate plasma, and they denied him, and they looked at me, and they're like, well, we denied him because he's gay. I was like, time out. Because at first, I was 18 when this happened, maybe 19. I did not realize that legally they could do that, because there were no laws that said that they couldn't. And I, like me being me, and Sin has seen it, and I think Katie's heard it on this program, I lost my ever-loving mind in this place. They're like, we might need police. I'm like, no, I'll go, but swear to God, like, piss me off again and I'll – no. But, yes, we have come so far. But don't forget where we came from. Don't forget the Stonewall, everything that we have been through to get to this point. We have a lot more work to do. We have governments in some states that don't like us. We have a lot more work to do. I believe a lot of people think that when gay marriage was approved, that was the end of this fight. And I'm here to tell you there's a lot more that we need to fight for. And we need to continue fighting for our rights. Because if we put up the gloves and say that's it, we don't need to fight anymore, that's when they're going to nail us.
Yep.
So, I would like to, I need to really get in here and upload some more tunes. I got to figure out how to do that.
Before you do that, you need to You need to go through everything on the board and get rid of things you don't need.
Well, there's things on here that
No. I've been telling you for 3 years.
You have been telling me and the old man that longer than that, honey. But it will.
Yeah, okay.
It's something that I need to work on. All right.
It's a mess.
Well, it happens. Messy. Yeah. We're talking about gay people being messy. I feel a little uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Okay. There's a first.
yes. I do want to play this at this time because I do have some breaking news. And then
okay.
We'll take our song break. That is right. The gorgeous ladies of wrestling return to the Evolution Radio Network. I have been holding on to this for just a little while.
Oh, you don't even know it. I'm going to say something about the ladies of GLOW. Oh, but I'm probably going to cry. They have supported me through my journey, my year and a half long journey, more than anybody. They've been there, whether it be, you know, Patricia or April or Roxy or Beastie, you know, they've all been amazing, you know, like, especially at the beginning of my season. They haven't left my side, so I thank them. And they know I'm going to cry when they come on there. So I love them so much. That's my deal.
I love these women. The day that Katie and I got the news of Steve Kane's passing was April 23rd of last year. And you can ask Katie, I took like a week. I wouldn't speak to anyone. I said, I can't process this right now. Like, I had already planned my last vacation to Palm Springs when I went out there Memorial Day weekend last year. I would say, I don't know what to do about this. And me, like, it threw me that people like a Bill after when Steve Kane passed came and checked in on Katie and I regularly. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, just want to make sure you're okay. And I'm like, Mr. After. And he's like, you no longer get the right to call me Mr. After. You're like family to me, kid. Call me Bill.
I can't call him Bill. It's Mr. Bill after.
I mean, this is the impact that this podcast has had over the years, and people can say what they want, because a couple weeks ago I watched a promo that somebody had done down in Southern Illinois claiming that this podcast had never done anything positive. I'm here to tell you right now, this podcast in October will be celebrating its 9th year in existence. And I don't know that I would have grown without this podcast. I don't know that we would have gotten the personal growth that Steve Kane had out of him before he passed without this podcast. I certainly know that Katie has learned more about wrestling over the last 9 years and heard some of the greatest stories, whether they be hilarious or horror stories, that we could ever uncover here. So on July 7th, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling are going to be back.
Oh,
we have the Royal We have the Royal Hawaiian Slated, who I had the privilege of meeting in California when I was there last year. She is such a sweetheart. I cannot wait to see her upon my return to Palm Springs. This is a big one because, and look, I'm not going to divulge dirty laundry here, but I am happy that the Royal Hawaiian and Roxy Astor have put all of their personal differences aside. They are working together again. They're getting all of this glow stuff ready. There's going to be another glow cruise that they'll be talking about.
Yep.
So we have Roxy Astor.
I do believe the cruise is in November.
We have Roxy Astor. We have Sunny the California Girl. Gremlina will be coming back.
Oh, really? I love Gremlin. Yes. Everybody knows that. Love that little ankle biter.
And I wish I had the money to, make myself and Sin transport there. But on July 11th, they will be in Palm Springs, California at Oscar's Restaurant. It's going to be a big glow celebration in Palm Springs. I really wish I was going to be there for this because y'all know I'd probably do something live on Facebook. I am just excited for this because April, a.k.a. the Royal Hawaiian, she's told me, she says, well, there's going to be stuff planned after you're here. It was like, I love you girls already, but this is and Roxy Astor is a hairdresser. Like, I cannot wait to meet her. She's going to love my hair.
What
so,
hair?
Sin,
you
were you?
Very little hair. He has a tiny little mohawk. Okay. you need to grow your hair a little longer again so you can have a mohawk to spike up. Yeah.
Maybe as long as mine.
He's a proper mohawk.
Sin,
were you
a fan? Yes, I heard you.
Maybe as long as mine.
Sin, were you a fan?
My hair's longer than Sean's. That's funny.
Were you a fan of Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Yeah, actually. Wasn't it Ivory that originally came from there?
Yeah.
Eventually made it to the Hall of Fame. So that's good on her. I always thought she was a solid worker. When I heard she'd originally come from there, you know, when it first came out, you know, I think a lot of people didn't take it seriously. But as some of the talent like Ivory, you know, got into WWE, people started realizing, okay, women can actually wrestle, you know?
Yeah.
So July 7th will be the date of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It'll be a special edition of Wrestling Authority Radio as they get ready for that event.
Shit. Oh, man, I have a birthday party that night and Joanne's dying and I'm not missing her. Oh shit. Okay. No problem.
We will come up with something.
I can do an hour and a half. I can
so,
do that.
Folks, that is the latest news in terms of Wrestling Authority Radio. We told you the guests would be coming back. We're working on it vigorously. There's going to be a lot of big guests that we get to come back. And, you know, anniversary did not happen last year. That's no fault of my owner, Katie's. It just wasn't the right time. We needed to find somebody like Sin to fill in. Not even fill in, and I don't even mean it like that, but we needed another male host with the experience level of Steve Kane.
Somebody that actually knows what to ask these people.
Because Katie will tell you, there were some nights with Steve Kane that were and Katie and I are firing messages back and forth on Facebook Messenger, just dying.
He is worse than a hockey interview, okay? Anybody knows that when you interview anybody in sport, and we do it here, we count the ers and the ums and the os and the ahs and everything.
Yeah, Billy Gunn will swivel at that too. Yep. Well, at the beginning of a promo. Right away you go, this is an ending well.
Okay.
Yes, or you get somebody that goes on for a 20-minute promo. All right. Well, I definitely – you know what? Let's do that. We are going to do a 90s throwback here tonight. And then we'll be right back and continue on with the rest of the program. Here's some Collective Soul for your soul and your ear.
All right.
Night at the Birmingham Fairgrounds, Mud Show Championship Wrestling presents an all-star card of action-packed wrestling matches just for you. In the main event, Sam McCallahan faces Jelly Janela in a bleak 182 death match. Featured match, Joey Ryan versus Priscilla Kelly in a puke on the naughty parts match. First person to puke on their opponent's naughty parts loses. Garden rake on a pole match. Special wheelbarrow race and much, much more. All that this Saturday night at the Birmingham County Fairgrounds. It's Mud Show Championship Wrestling. You don't want to miss it. Y'all better be there.
Yeehaw! And we
I go to Alabama.
We are back
with
Rampage Rants, Thursday Night Turmoil on the Evolution Radio Network, live and exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio, a proud presentation of Rampage Productions. I, once again, am Sadistic Sean David. I've earned that moniker, you bastards, along with my co-host.
The Sultan Slithers Sin.
I am going to save my comment until after Katie introduces herself.
Okay.
Oh, Katie.
She does.
Okay.
She must step away while the music was playing.
Either that or she has herself on mute. Earth to Katie. Katie. All right. Well, I know how
I've
to fix
this. I've been
muted
and talking to myself for about 5 minutes.
We just said
yeah,
that you had done
that. As soon as he's mentioned, she must have herself muted. I went and looked. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're always muted. What's going on?
Oh, and I'm not high. I am not high. I swear to God.
Well,
I just,
who are you?
I just pounded back a cheeseburger, onion rings, and fries. The place we order from doesn't make you puke. We give you onion rings and fries in one order. We call it Frings. So, yeah, I just found it back at burger, onion rings, fries, and a steak. Live on it.
That's an onion ring, fries, and a shake. Anything else?
Can I have some fries with that shake?
Damn, girl, you so fine, I would drink your bath water.
Oh, my God.
No, the worst one, I had a friend that said she's so hot I'd eat the corn out of her shit. That's the worst thing I've ever heard anybody say. They used to say it all the time. It was like times a week.
No, that is said in my house often. if she's hot enough, it's, I need no alcohol consumption to fuck the shit out of her, and I would eat the corn out of her shit. Yep.
I've heard people say it. Where does that saying even come from?
I don't know. Wasn't me. It was like that when
Lord.
I got here.
Yep, that's my excuse. Somebody
Lord
have before I got here.
Damn. All right, we are back, and here we are talking about a lot here tonight, having some fun. You know, I do want to give a shout out to the promotions that are doing it right, because there's a lot of them. Can't believe this is actually letting me do this. All right, there are some shows that I do want to talk about. There are some events that I want to talk about. Freelance Wrestling on the 30th. That's tonight. I didn't know that was going on. You've got some events to choose from this weekend in the Chicagoland area. You have Freelance Wrestling in Joliet, Illinois, on the 2nd.
Joliet, Illinois.
We have
me and Razzo, we live by Joliet.
It's not Razzo, it's Razzo Ramon.
Chico.
Come into the ring at this time.
Oh, my God.
From Joliet, Illinois. Razzo. Ramon!
Oh, my God.
Take a look at the average guy. That would be a saying. Take a look at the average guy.
I am Homer Tribal Chief. That could be his theme song.
I am what?
I am Homer Tribal Chief.
Homer Tribal Chief. There you go. He'd have to shave his head, though.
Aw, shit. All right, not going to talk about a lot of the things going on next week or the following week, but I do want to talk about this because this is kind of on my bucket list. It's on the list.
You just made the list.
Your Midwest Wrestling Reunion Class of 2022 is going to feature... Oh, God, they're putting... Please... Please be not. Okay. Your award recipients, the Lifetime Achievement Award is going to Eddie Sharkey.
Oh.
Your Male Wrestler of the Year, Joe Alonzo. Your Female Wrestler of the Year, Heather Reckless. Your Tag Team of the Year, the Brothers of Funstruction, the team of Yabo the Clown and Rough Crossing. Yabo the Clown also portrayed Thunderfoot.
Yabba the Clown and would you say Rough Crossing? I haven't seen Rough Crossing in probably decades.
Wow.
decade.
Manager of the Year, the Mouth of the Midwest, JP. Official of the Year, Justin and Robert King. Announcer of the Year, Mr. Ricolo, who did some stuff for us at one point in RWF. Promoter of the Year, Ed Heller and Mark Koval. And your special recognition award is going to the Soul Touches. It'll be Willie the Bomb Richardson, the Urban American Gladiator, Trauma, Marche Rocket. I believe Acid Jazz will even be there. And the urban sensation himself, C-Red.
The man, the myth.
That'll all be going down July 17th from 12 to 3 p.m. in Lake Zurich at Barbecue Productions.
Something I got to make it to.
Yes, yes.
Got a lot of people. Got a lot of people that were close to me and Wicked in that group.
All right. You have your schedule now for the downstate area. In Haiti, Missouri, you have American Hostile Championship Wrestling at the Haiti football field on the 2nd. Anna Fight Underground is tonight at the Quick Skating Ring in Anna, Illinois. And, boy, you've got some other events coming very soon that we are going to talk about. I do want to talk about this one here for a second. And I believe that's the only real one I want to talk about other than, where did it go? There was another one. All right, well, we'll start with this. Wrestling for a Cure returns July 16th, live from the Illinois building in Springfield, Illinois. Tickets are $5. Doors open 5:30. Showtime 6 o'clock. Wrestling for a Cure, it is their 6th annual fundraising event. It's going to feature some great talent. This thing is always a big deal. Timothy Givens and Jason always do a good job with this. You have some big matches signed for this. You have some big stuff coming. But it's all for a good cause. The money raised from this is going to St. Jude.
Nice.
Good.
In their 6th year. So I would like everybody to please support this if you can. Freelance Underground has raised $900 as of June 7th. I don't know that there's another update with these figures. If I have missed these, I apologize. I'm trying to do the best I can here with this. That's Freelance Underground up around Chicago. They've taken a part in this to try to help raise the funds. And then we have Rocket Pro Wrestling out of Joliet. They've raised $815. Pinfall Wrestling Association in Springfield, $777. And Illinois Elite Wrestling, $400. They go around all year and fundraise all year round. They put on this event, donate everything to it. They are all about raising money for St. Jude. It's a great cause. Please support it. Wrestling for a Cure 17 on Facebook, facebook.com/WrestlingForACure17. So that's,
I love wrestling shows that are, held for, charities. We did one for a kid who needed, somebody to get his wheelchair into his vehicle. And man, that show was fantastic. The crowd was just so super excited. The kid was over the moon. It was very cool.
Absolutely. All right. There was one last thing that I was looking for. There it is. And then the one that I do want to talk about that unfortunately Sin and I missed, but if we know anything about John and Patty, this was a great event. I actually might want to see about getting a DVD from this. This past weekend, IWA Productions on June 25th, had Buff the Stuff Bagwell.
Ooh,
oh, that reminds me. I wanted to try to make it down there because I wanted to get an interview with him. I never got on that. I missed it.
I begged for 7 years. Okay? 7 long motherfucking years for Steve to get Buff Bagwell on this show. Oh my God. I would.
So would you be happy with me if I could make a few calls and get him? I can see what I can do.
Yeah.
She would want to see how the snake slithered if you did that one for her.
Yeah, I thought she didn't believe in snake slithering.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, are we ready to talk about this whole AEW shindig? And then we can talk a little bit about WWE, because there's less fun to talk about on WWE than AEW, and I like to rip some of this AEW stuff apart.
Do it. Let's just shut up and get to it.
Let's just start with this. The lead-up to this pay-per-view was awful. Absolutely horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Their ratings tanked over trying to sell this pay-per-view.
Well, who is it now? Is it no Daniel Bryan, no CM Punk, no Adam Cole?
Yeah.
Right? They're all injured.
They all talk
about how they've got this more authentic, violent type of wrestling. Well, guys get injured when that happens.
Yep. They certainly do.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Madison Square Garden in beautiful New York, it is Injurmania 2022,
yes.
Featuring CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Cody Rhodes, Big E Langston, and many more of your favorite injured superstars. You can order this huge, spectacular card for just $29.99 on pay-per-view. Order today, Injurmania!
If you show up on purpose or show up in person, we'll let Death Grandpa give you a brainbuster.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, Death Grandpa. The only one anybody wants to see in AEW, Death Grandpa.
We're going to have Ric Flair versus some other old guy. What did Steve Austin cut in that promo in ECW? You're going to have to make me look that up now.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Jarrett Hall on a pole match.
Jarrett Hall. Pole. On a stick.
All right.
Oh,
your pre-show results for this pay-per-view, and it should have been a pay-per-view that paid us to watch it. Chaos. Hiroku Goto. This is going to be fun for you guys. Katie, you have been waiting for this for a century, it seems like. Here we go.
Oh,
Hiroki, Goto, and Yoshi Hashi defeated the Factory of QT Marshall and Aaron Solo.
That's QT Marshall losing again. I won't have it. Poor QT.
Aww.
Lisa Poor Pan.
The Murder Hawk Monster. Who is from Horan, Texas. I accidentally announced him wrong at the show that I worked with him, and I thought he was going to kill me. He's like, say it right or you die. Yes, sir. You're like 7 foot fucking tall.
I don't care. He may be 7 feet tall, but I climb that tree.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
And you can't touch that.
Nom, nom,
oh,
nom.
Touch it? I do more touch it.
She I'm would want to get tail whipped with his red and black, whatever was attached to his head, but it was cool.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, don't go Vince McMahon on this guy.
Yeah.
You don't have
we'll
his kind of money.
We'll just put some baby back.
That's what she wants with his hair.
Yeah. But we need to put some beads on the end of the hair for some texture, you know.
Lance Archer defeated Nick Komamoto Elgato. We have no idea.
Elgato. What? Elgato?
Yeah.
Cat? What?
Camarato and Elgato.
All right. Elgato? Oh, his real name is Elgato? Like, his name's the cat? That's Mexican for the cat, Elgato.
I know. I just had to be silly. Moving forward, Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee must have made up against Suzuki Gun, El Desperado, and Yohinobu Kanemoto. Oh, hell no. Kanemaru. Too many vowels, alphabet soup. In the pre-show. So evidently, Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee are back together. I think that's a good move.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of silly to even try to break them up at this point. I heard Christian. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Then we had Max Caster, Yo Yo Yo, and the Ass Boys. All three of the Ass Boys.
Yeah.
Austin Gunn, Billy Gunn, Colton Gunn, with Anthony Bowens in the wheelchair, defeated Alex Coughlin, Kevin Knight, the DKC, whoever the fuck they are, and Yuya. What the hell kind of name is that? Yuya Umura. Umura of hell.
Good job. Good job.
Yes.
I'm glad it's you and not me.
Damn it.
Oh, really? So you're bad at pronunciation too?
No, I can't. I would never. I'd slaughter
these guys. If you are bad with pronunciations, we want you to read it.
I don't have it in front of me.
Then we had the Jericho Depreciators, Chris Jericho himself, and Sammy Guevara, and Minoru Suzuki, the old man, returned with Ty Conti.
What a good match.
They defeated Shota Umino, Wheeler Yuta, and Eddie Kingston.
Because everybody just tags up with Eddie Kingston now. There's no rhyme or reason to his character.
I love Eddie Kingston, okay? He's great.
I just can't get behind the guy.
That cage match last night, though.
We'll get to that. Is he killer?
Get to it. Hurry.
Well, I'm trying to go over the pay-per-view, or the paper not. FTR, this was the only match that I would want to see. FTR, Cash Wheeler, and Dax Harwood defeated United Empire, Great O'Conn, and Jeff Cobb, and they are now the Ring of Honor and the IWGP Tag Team Champions. They also defeated Roppongi Vice, Rocky Romero, and Trent Beretta.
I call FTR the tag team that they want to give every belt to but the AEW.
Love Jeff Cobb. I've met Jeff Cobb. He's an absolute angel in a doll. And he smells
We want Matanza. We want Matanza. Pac defeated Miro, Clark Connors, and Malachi Black in a four-way to become the inaugural All Elite Wrestling All Atlantic Champion.
Oh, well, then they did do what they said. It was only people from across the border, right? That's why Pac got it.
I would hope so. He needed something.
Pac.
Darby Allin, Shingo Takagi, and Sting defeated the Young Bucks and El Fantasmo in a six-man tag.
Okay.
In Japanese language and in Asian language, I find your G's are soft. The soft part.
Thunder Rosa defeated Toni Storm for the AEW World Women's Championship. Will Ospreay defeated... Go ahead.
Toni Storm got pushed too quick. That's my opinion. They could have held her back a little while longer and gave her the belt. They're moving her up the ladder. It was like she came out of WWE, and all of a sudden she was like their main contender, you know?
Then we had Will Ospreay against Orange Cassidy for the IWGP US Championship.
Oh,
Will Ospreay retained.
I sure hope so.
And then are you guys ready for the real shock?
Yeah.
Does Moxley win in the end? He's the last guy they got?
Nope. We've got another shocker other than that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Claudio Castagnoli is now All Elite.
Oh, Claudio. Claudio Castagnoli.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I have to say this. Yeah, I have to say this. It was great watching him. I enjoy Cesaro. But it was funny. And JR does it almost every single time somebody from the WWE comes over. He says their ring name when it was in WWE. I don't know if he does it to piss them off or if he does it to remind us how, who they were. But, yeah, he said Cesaro last night while they were on top of the cage.
Well, he didn't mean to, and a lot of people are saying JR should retire over that. I say otherwise.
No,
but Claudio,
so what?
Claudio picked up a win over Zack Sabre Jr., and then we got Jay White against Okada. I love Okada. Against Adam Cole and Adam Page in a fatal four-way for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And then Jon Moxley, of course, retained over Tanahashi for the AEW Interim World Championship.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I want to fork out money for a pay-per-view for one good cage match.
Then you don't have to fork out money. I can teach you how to watch for free, man.
Oh, you got special Canadian channel?
No, I got special skills. I got the skills, baby.
She's got the skills.
She said that. Did you notice she kind of said that like the American Dream? I got the skills, baby.
I got
all right. Last night.
Hold on. Wait. He said dream, so I got to do it. I got the skills, baby. Follow me, daddy. I'll take you places you've never been before.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God. That shot was right in the belly welly.
I'm high as a kite.
I'm about to be. I'm going to pass this over to somebody else to start talking about here in a second. Last night was Blood and Guts on AEW.
I missed it.
I know. I have not
watched
it. Orange.
I'm going to teach you how to get free stuff. Okay. Type in watch wrestling. If you type watch wrestling into your browser and go, and it'll come up with options. Take the first option, live one or live two, and poof, Bob's your uncle. If you got free stuff.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. I got meals.
Yeah. I like using it that way because, like, last night, my Android was, I don't know if it was my Android box or the channel itself being an asshole last night. So Darren went online, typed in watch wrestling, boom, Bob's your uncle, free stuff.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
CCC. All right, last night we started things off. Here are them results. Orange Cassidy with boom, 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 best friends defeated Ethan Page with Dan Lambert.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I love Orange Cassidy. I don't care what anybody says. I love
he's orange.
He's very
apple.
Orange and
he's an apple.
Very green at the same time.
He's an
time.
Apple. Yeah, but he's an apple. That's why I like him.
Then we heard from Christian Cage.
Yay.
He said the only thing good about Michigan and Detroit is it's close to Canada.
Yeah. He used to wrestle in Michigan. Christian and Rhino wrestled the, do you remember Harker and Storm Rider?
Yes. Harker Durst. Bloody Harker Durst.
Oh, yeah, back when he was Matt Maverick.
You're going to talk about Christian Cage. But you're not going to talk about Luchasaurus breaking out into singles competition?
We are going to get
to
that.
About Luchasaurus?
Okay.
Oh, shit. Those are fighting words with a Katie.
Yeah.
You're on your own on
well,
that one, buddy.
Watch it.
I give him 2.5 out of 5 stars for a man.
Oh, you're so mean. I love Luch. And I love Jungle Boy, but I really love Luch.
Jungle Boy has a career. I can see it.
Yeah.
Luchasaurus defeated Serpentico. Serpentico was...
Why?
He comes down with Christian Cage, and I was just like, are you kidding me? No one saw this coming. Okay, comes down. His mask is no longer green. It is now black. And he used to have a green braid coming off his mask. That's gone now, too. He comes down all in black.
That's because Christian Cage makes all heels better.
Yeah. So it's total heel turn for Luch. And I don't care. I love Luch. Everybody knows how much I love Luch. He's just
Luch.
Yeah.
Well, Sir Pentico was stuck with that guy that they gave a job to just to do Jericho a favor, that Luther they had brought back from Canada, who was awful.
Canada. I love the way you say Canada.
Scorpio Sky and Wardlow faced off. Next week it'll be a street fight. They haven't had a match yet. We're hot shot booking. They don't need to be in a damn street fight. Not yet.
I want to see it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather have something build up to it? I mean, instead of them, you go out to a steak dinner and it's four courses. You don't want, your steak first. You know what
right.
I mean?
You're right. Yeah. You
no,
want,
just bring me the ice cream.
You're even worse. See, that's definitely spot booking. Just put him in hell in the cell. Bring me my ice cream.
No, bring me some of that butter that I can slide right down my throat with one of them big giant yeast rolls.
Oh my god!
You
need some help. You need Jesus in your life.
Oh man.
Then we got this. Max Caster called Danhausen a juggalo and mocked Flint, Michigan's drinking water.
Yeah, Danhausen.
I like how they brought in ICP name drop because of where they were. That's funny because they were in Michigan.
FTR teamed with Danhausen to take on Max Caster and the Ass Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And FTR and Danhausen picked up the win. Are we going to see FTR Hausen?
Maybe. I was hoping, honestly, when Danhausen, he was announcing who his partner was, and he goes, well, I think they can wrestle, right? I honestly thought that Hook was coming out.
I would have rather seen Hook. I like those two
like
together.
Hook.
Yeah, Hook's got great in-ring ability.
One of my friends were talking about Hook. Apparently, he's Taz's son.
Yeah, he's Taz's son. That's why they call him Hook.
Yeah.
Because Taz is from the Red Hook district.
Oh.
If you ever notice in the ECW promos or WWE, it's always like when they announce him from the Red Hook district of Brooklyn whatever.
They
call the son Hook.
Yeah, I love it.
For him is good.
I enjoy him.
You've heard me say it on this show before. I think guys like him and Austin Theory are the future of the business.
Can we say I love to hate Austin Theory? I'll say that.
Well, that's part of, look at everybody fucking hates
Miz. I know.
He made a
career
out of it.
Yeah, like the old man used to say, if he pisses me off and I hate him, he's doing his job. I get
that's
it.
That's right. That's people hate me at a show, and I'm supposed to be hated.
Give me
that's
fuel, give me
rated.
Fire, give me that which I desire.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been waiting for the announcement of what would happen to Ring of Honor Wrestling. Ring of Honor will have their first pay-per-view on Saturday, July 23rd from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Are there going to be any AEW guys on it?
Well, this is what we've got. This is why I kind of had to cut in with some music as a way to try to hype this. It is going to be Jay Lethal versus... Wait a minute.
Can you play that for the song, please?
Yes. Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt, and Singh cut a video promo. Somebody is going to face Samoa Joe at this pay-per-view. So we know that.
Oh, yes. I'm loving that Samoa Joe is being used because Vince McMahon did to Samoa Joe what he did to Macho Man. He made him a commentator, and that's not what he wanted. That was why Randy Randy Savage with WCW because he didn't want to be a fucking commentator. He wanted to wrestle.
Taz kind of got looped into that. And then on top of that, the most recent would be, what's his name? The one that got Corey Graves. He got injured, and that's why they made him a commentator. He was supposed to wrestle.
Jonathan Gresham is advertised for this pay-per-view, as along with Mercedes Martinez, I believe Wheeler Yuta also on the poster, Joe and Jay Lethal. The 23rd of July, and everybody is saying this will be on pay-per-view, so be looking for that.
Let's see what numbers it brings in. Joe's in a good spot for Joe.
Here would be the thing to really rehype this Ring of Honor product. I know the man is still needing surgery. I know he's not in the best of health. I'm not saying he's going to wrestle. Have Punk show up in Lowell, Massachusetts for this pay-per-view. You would never see a reaction like it. Punk returns home to Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
People, this is...
Yeah.
Say what you want about Tony Khan, and we've said a lot of negative things, but I think he might have been a step ahead with signing Punk on this one, and even Daniel Bryan. You have the elements that really made Ring of Honor special that you can tie back into that company now, and then you can tie them back into AEW. I like that.
I don't know. I always kind of feel like the way they're treating Ring of Honor, I feel like it's the NXT of AEW. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I get this weird feeling off of it.
Not at all.
Well, like I said, I love NXTs. I love NXT's format. It's friggin' amazing. You can be whoever the hell you want to be on NXT.
I want everybody that listening to the sound of my voice to do right now is call in at that listener line, 515-602-9678. We're going to roll into a little bit of overtime here this evening, just because we have a little bit more to cover, a teeny tiny bit more. But then we had Jade Cargill with Stokey Hathaway and Kiera Hogan against Lila Gray for the TBS Championship. I don't give two shits about Jade Cargill. She flops around like a bluegill. It's awful. Can we please get somebody to take that belt off her?
I'm sorry, but Jade looks more like a tranny than Nyla does. Okay.
If you're going for look, I did that for Sean. If you're looking for look, I guess she's got a good look as far as like build. She can beat somebody's ass. She just isn't
she looking
super
like a
athletic.
Man. She looking like a man.
Yeah. She's there, like Bianca Belair.
Bianca's better than she is. I'm sorry. Bianca's better than her. Bianca's more talented than her, more athletic than her. I mean, I don't know if you've been following anything they show you about Bianca Belair, but she was an all-round athlete. You know?
Oh, I know. She was an all-round athlete. It kind of feels like a lot of stuff was handed to her, though. I mean, when she first came in and did the women's thing in NXT.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm.
All right. We are at the 5-minute, 30-second warning. Katie, I'm going to hang up on you because you didn't refresh. Guest call in line, 515-602-9678. 515-602-9678. We want to hear from you. Remember that all callers are subject to screening, and we do reserve the right to not allow anybody on air that we deem inappropriate. Just want to make that abundantly clear. There we go. She's going to be mad.
Why
I did you a favor.
Mad?
Because I refreshed you because you forgot to.
Oh,
all right. Here we go.
Yeah, he knows. Because I tell him I'm refreshing my call, and I didn't tell him, so he refreshed me. He's fine. It's fine. He just made me go, what the fuck?
AEW Rampage lineup for the 29th. The Young Bucks, the Bucks of Young, take on Hiroru Goto and
Baby, the Bucks of Ute
against Yoshihashi. If they win, they get the Chaos wins. They get a AEW tag team title match. They've got to beat the Bucks once first. Fucking young pussies.
Man, the Bucks are good.
Tony Storm will take on Nyla Rose.
Oh,
aw,
I can't wait.
That'll be a good one.
And
that
then could you try to rip it off anymore? The Royal Rampage, 20-man over the top rope battle royal.
Oh my god.
Let's call it the old Elite Rumble.
I don't know about y'all, but overall, the Royal Rumble just makes me pick up my phone. So
I like watching the Royal Rumble.
I looked up every once in a while, but the Royal Rumble drives me up a wall.
Sorry, sneeze.
It could take forever and ever and ever and ever. It's like, come on already.
Yeah, you have to, with doing a Battle Royal or a Royal Rumble style Battle Royal, you have to be more creative with it. And that's why when I did ours in RWF, the Rebel Royal, we started with four guys. Four guys would enter at once instead of two, just to make things move along faster. Because you don't want them out there forever. You really don't.
Yeah, there's that too.
All right.
And I'm guilty of having the Wicked Rumble, so.
Are we ready? Are we ready for the main event?
Yes.
Got to play some music for this.
Done that to me. I'm just getting into shit and no, he takes it away from me. And he hasn't given me a musical break, the asshole. Not really.
All right. Just call in number 515.
Pick one of those one of those fucking songs and play it. I say you play the Black Sabbath tune because, well, it's Ozzy and Ozzy rocks and Ozzy rules and Ozzy is the end all be all, and that's all I'm going to say.
Just call in number now, 515-602-9678, 515-602-9678, 515-602-9678. You got about 90 seconds, less than that. Call in now to hear the remainder of this show. And we want to hear from you, our listeners. We want to hear your questions, comments, concerns, ideas right here on Rampage Rants. Thursday Night Turmoil on the Evolution Radio Network, live, exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio. Are you guys ready to talk about the big main event from last night? Blood and guts, baby!
Oh, boy, baby.
Oh, boy.
Well,
isn't that the weekly show, Blood and Guts?
If it looks like an afterbirth afterwards and smells like an afterbirth afterwards, then it might be an afterbirth.
Oh. That was just wrong.
Anyway, JR comes out for commentary. We've got the Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz against the Jericho Depreciators, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Jake Hager, Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, Angelo Parker, and they were with Ty Conti.
Why don't they get shirts made like the NWOA, like the NWO? Oh. I mean, they could just, you know, walk around with their Jericho shirts and maybe the crowd will buy them.
Yeah.
Guevara and Claudio started things off. The bell rang at 10 past the hour. Claudio manhandled Guevara and laid in running uppercuts. He continued gnarly beatdown of Guevara, and Guevara climbed to try to escape. Claudio pursued and pulled him down onto the ropes. Guevara sprung on the rope to escape Claudio and returned fire with a pop-up cutter. Guevara celebrated, allowing Claudio to go for the giant swing, but Garcia was next entrant and cut off Claudio before the commercial. Once back, Yuta evened the odds and entered. He crushed Garcia with repeated Germans before doing the same to Guevara. Hager was next for the Jericho Depreciators, and he took out Yuta with the slam. The two big men, Claudio and Hager, took out smaller opponents with throws, then faced off in the ring from the rematch from the 2014 Survivor Series kickoff show. Claudio got the upper hand, but the man advantage allowed Garcia to get involved with the Jericho Depreciators taking over. Jericho Depreciators continued to dominate until Moxley came in for his side. He hit the X-Plex on Guevara and took out Garcia. Claudio bulldogged Hager onto a chair. Moxley produced a fork and carved up Garcia's forehead. Claudio
beat down Guevara. People were bleeding. Oh, my God. There was so much blood last night. Claudio got blood all over himself, okay, when he grabbed somebody with blood. I can't remember who the fuck he grabbed, but, yeah, he got blood all over himself.
Claudio beat down Guevara right in front of Conti. Moxley and Yuta hit a heart attack on Garcia, who had a gushing cut on the forehead. Well, Garcia is who he took the fork to. No wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. They'd do it.
Claudio was full of blood.
Parker was next for the Jericho Depreciators, but his opponents were firmly in control, and he just ran away until they finally cornered him. Claudio crushed him with a gut-wrench suplex. Finally, the other Jericho Depreciator members recovered and attacked their opponents with weapons, with Hager smashing Claudio's ankle with a chair. Ortiz evened the odds for his team and ran wild ahead of a break. During said break, Moxley hit a pile driver on Parker onto broken glass, busting him wide open. Upon return, however, Menard entered and smashed his opponents with a chair. Moxley was busted open as well. There was an obnoxious "We want tables" chant. Thankfully, Santana obliged upon entering the match, in addition to bringing his barbed wire bat. Santana ran wild.
Barbed tables right away. He didn't get into the ring. He didn't go near the ring. He didn't showcase himself, like walk around the ring, and he didn't interact with fans. Just came down and got a table out.
He appeared to have hurt his leg. Moxley grabbed skewers and stabbed them into Menard's forehead. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Deathmatch wrestling at its finest.
And that made him bleed. He started bleeding after that.
Yuta and Garcia peppered each other with stiff slaps. Jericho and his team. Jericho was the final entry for the Jericho Depreciators. He came in with Floyd the Bat. Ortiz immediately took him out with a DDT and choked him with a chair. There was essentially a parade of big moves, concluded with Cesaro running wild, but Jericho eventually cut him off with a code breaker. The official start of the match occurred when Kingston entered. He casually beat down the Jericho Depreciators with kendo stick shots. Jericho tried to escape the cage, but
was
cornered by Kingston.
He was all over the place with that kendo stick. And you get a kendo stick shot. You get a kendo stick shot. You get one. And you get one. You get one. It's like watching Oprah. It was great. It was awesome. I really, really like Eddie Kingston.
Tried to douse Jericho in rubbing alcohol, but was cut off before he could use it. Blackpool Combat Club were in control. They powerbomb Hager through a table. Santana was still injured, practically immobile. It looked like a legitimate knee injury. Yuta and Moxley produced multiple bags of thumbtacks as Claudio and Ortiz exposed the ring boards.
Do we have to
really have to do this? Moxley suplexed Menard onto the tacks, and Parker was practically strung up by the ankles in a nasty spot. Blackpool Combat Club and company were firmly in control ahead of another commercial break. Once back, Kingston and Jericho were going at it. Kingston got the upper hand, but Jericho took him out with a fire extinguisher. Conti got involved and took out the official, leading to Ruby Soho coming out and brawling with her. Jericho escaped the cage and climbed on top of it. Kingston pursued him to the top. They fought, leading Kingston nailing him with the Ukraine. Guevara climbed up on the top too, cutting off Kingston's attack on Jericho. They were a little aimless for a while. Jericho could audibly be heard calling spots. In a preposterous and spectacular moment, Kingston hit Guevara with a low blow and tossed him off
and
the blood and guts
cage,
through something like
cage.
A table at ringside. After one final commercial, Jericho put Kingston in the Walls of Jericho on the structure. Mm-hmm. Claudio climbed up and booted Jericho to break up the submission. He gave Jericho the giant swing on top of the cage and went for the sharpshooter, but Bernard climbed up and cut him off. Kingston locked Jericho in a stretch plum, and Claudio applied the sharpshooter. Bernard tapped out, giving BCC's Tim the win. After the match, Kingston was frustrated because he wanted to tap out Jericho, but Claudio won the match before he could. He looked like he might be injured as well, but didn't really move from a seated position on top of the cage at the very end.
It was a good match. I don't care. It was good. I liked it.
A little bit of gore is good every now and again, just not all the time.
And it's good to see Cesaro, otherwise known as Claudio. It's really good to see him. I love him. He's hot. He's yummy. He does.
I thought they'd do something with him after they put him over Seth at WrestleMania.
Right? But they didn't. They released him.
Yep.
Their ratings.
It's a good thing.
Their ratings did go back up over a million. Can they keep up the momentum?
I hope so. Things are starting to get really exciting. Things are starting to get really exciting in AEW.
Got some other news. Logan Paul is going to be a WWE superstar. Yeah,
oh
bro.
My God. Oh, God. Really?
Instant heat.
Instant. Oh, yeah.
He didn't do too bad at WrestleMania. I mean, if he takes it seriously, he could be pretty decent.
Yeah. I guess he'd be decent.
I mean,
that's dedicated too.
If you're being trained by WWE or by AEW, you've got good trainers.
Yeah. If you're being trained in the AEW, it looks like you get Malenko, which is actually extra cool.
Yeah, Malenko is the one that really helped the women's division take off. He worked a lot with them, and so did I can't think of his name now. Dusty did, like you said, and the Irish guy, Fit Finley.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
That's not surprising. That's surprising.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's going on with the Briscoes. They have been pulled from Impact. Hopefully, we will get some news concerning this.
Oh, my God.
Kind of can see that coming, though.
All right. Well, do you want to feel the Rock?
Do I
What kind of rock?
Do I have
to? Do you want to feel the Rock?
The strudel?
Well,
no.
Hi, Chief. Peter Maivia and the Rock's family have some more news. As Rocky Johnson has had DNA evidence prove he had 5 undocumented children.
Oh.
Oh.
What the heck?
Not surprised.
Well, was Lillian one of them? What? Lillian Garcia was always looking at the Rock strudel. He said that.
Strudel.
Lillian, are you looking at the Rock strudel?
Hey, my name's Rocky Johnson. Can I have some of your pie?
Yep.
Do you like pie?
I remember when that CD came out, a bunch of us bought that stupid thing. The best song on there was R-Truth, Getting Rowdy.
Are y'all ready to hear the latest on Sonny?
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah. I guess.
Her lawyer withdrew from her case.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Sunny days are going to turn into a dark cell with a cellmate like Nyla Rose.
Oh, shit.
Coming to you live from the state penitentiary.
Chuck, it should be like Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose has a penis.
Does Nyla Rose have a penis?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No, but she does.
This is not meant in a derogatory way. Anybody that hears me, just let me get this out because it'll be funny. Is Nyla Rose one of those bitches with a penis? Because I had this guy play
bitch
a song for me.
Bitch has a penis.
Yeah, thank you. You run my mind. Get out of my mind. You don't pay rent in there yet.
No, I don't pay rent. Get the fuck out.
Oh, come on, man. You should be paying people to get inside your head. Are you kidding me?
Who's got a penis? Who's
coming to you live from the state
penis.
Penitentiary. It'll be Sunny live in her new OnlyFans presentation where we are going to see if the smile on her face remains when she is fed another female shit.
Ew.
Sunny days. Isn't that what her video is called?
Oh my god. No, shitty days.
Don't it make my brown eye blue?
Ew.
Somebody's going to.
Ew, you guys are just wrong. Just wrong.
But it's so right.
Yeah, it is so right. But it's just so fucking, oh my god. I'm too high for this.
You said you were sober earlier.
I've only said I'm high.
Are you guys ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Not really. Go ahead.
Kurt Angle refused a contract with Tony Khan. They wanted me to wrestle. In particular, Tony Khan gave me a call, wanted me to wrestle. They offered me a pretty good deal, but I just couldn't do it anymore. I wish I could, but it's just not possible. They did offer me two different times. They did want me to do an on-camera personality as well, non-wrestling role. I actually turned that down as well. I wanted to start up my supplement company and put more time into that and didn't leave the company at the particular time, so I decided not to do it.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
I think you should have taken the money.
I would have taken the money.
Tony Khan seems to be giving it out pretty freely.
Wasn't there a show on Comedy Central years ago called Win Ben Stein's Money? They are on TBS and TNT. Win Tony Khan's money.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yep. Win Tony Khan's money.
Are you all ready to talk about some WWE? Do we have to? I know.
Only if we talk about Riddle and Roman Reigns, because that was the best thing that happened.
Yeah.
That match was fucking fire.
It was fucking fire.
I'm not going to lie, I've been a worker for a long time, but there was that brief little moment in my head where he hit that RKO out of the spear, and I went, are they really going to do this? You know?
I know, right?
Yeah, when that spear spot happened, I was like, oh, and I'm like, no, he didn't pin him. He's an idiot.
I would have went for the pin myself. Yeah. Oh, man.
For the win, let me go back here and see if Corny's got anything else he's really talking about. He's got a lot that he's talking about. He has now put up his review of Forbidden Door. We'll be talking about that next week. This will be one for the record books, let me tell you. What else can we talk about, y'all?
I think you might be out for the week. What the heck?
The new Beavis and Butthead movie is out.
I saw the first half. It was funny.
I'm going to have to see it.
There are other movies that have come out that are really good. Do want to thank everybody for listening tonight and wish you a very safe holiday, Independence Day, 4th of July, Fireworks Day, whatever you celebrate.
All my Canadian listeners, happy Canada Day. That'll be on the 1st.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Every
Canada.
Year. Every freaking year they do this to me. Him and Steve used to do it. Forget that it was Canada Day. No, like, come on. It's not like I haven't mentioned it 1,000 times.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada for all their hockey hullabaloo and the dictionary feed. Blame Canada.
Is that a song that you all had to, like, learn at childhood? Is that a song you all had to learn at childhood?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think my wealth of knowledge is drained for tonight. Does anybody have anything else?
I got nothing, dude.
All right. Well, you know, I do want to close and wish everybody a happy 4th. Happy 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
No. No, you can't do that. You can't do. You can only do that on one day of the year, and it's May the 4th, and it's not May the 4th. You can't May the 4th be with you because it's not the 4th. You're a fucking asshole. They're fucking changing up rules and shit like here and there, wherever you feel like it.
I make
wait,
the
wait,
rules.
Wait. Did he say today's 4/20? Are we making up days now?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah?
These nuts.
Listen here, slap nut. Worst saying ever, slap nut.
Slap nut.
Oh, my. Oh.
Everyone wants to come forward. Are you concerned about...
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
All right, we need to have just a little bit of fun. What can I play from Corny?
Oh.
Boom, boom. Why I don't
do
know.
From Corny?
Well,
so
you know what? All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.